Alright, hello and welcome back to another episode of the Crew Crew, your daily Brawl Stars podcast. And it looks like Supercell has changed something. As my game no longer crashes. So I'm not sure what happened, but 24,962 trophies. Got the pin pack opening, I'll cut to in a second, but we got to roll through the normal stuff first. So, yeah. Other than that, no real big things. I mean, tier 10, obviously, because I got the pin pack. In the shop, we've got no big deals if you're max. 49 gym for streetwear max. Speaking of max. And also, Marshall Ruff's in 4 days and 49 hours. So, or 4 hours and 49 minutes, excuse me. So yeah, you can also get 150 power points for 29 gems for the next 1 day and 6 hours, so that's cool, I suppose. So yeah, let's cut to the normal episode. The thingamajiggy, pin pack opening. Alright, got Crow up for the Crow vibes and Crow luck, and let's hoping that at least get something good. I didn't even notice I've been recording. It worked. Okay. Gotta get my favorite game mode, knockout up. I mean, anything for good luck. And let's open this pin pack. Oh, I'm kind of nervous. I don't want to click it because I know it's not likely to be Crow pins, but we're gonna do it anyways. Huh. Interesting. Happy Frank, Mad Stew, and Happy Barley. I'm least excited about the Barley. Even though it's animated because, it's just not as exciting as the main one. And also the thumbs up and the, crying pins are the worst typically. Then we had the Happy Frank. I'm not too upset. I don't have any Frank pins. And they're kind of cool. And then, yeah, of course we have the Stew. I like the Stew one. Gosh, that pin played forever. It's not animated yet, but it looks like it's going to be actually a cool, angry one when it is. So, yeah, that's that. All right, hope you enjoyed that. Kind of exciting. I mean, it's always exciting to open pins. Could have been better, could have been worse in my opinion. So I'm not too upset about it, just because, I'm repeating myself, but it definitely could have been a lot worse. It could have been a lot better. But honestly, a lot better to me would mean Crow pin. And the odds of that are pretty low, so, I mean, there's just no way I'm getting it. There's no way for me to confirm, to 100% get the Crow pin, unless right now. So yeah, in the future, I might consider buying if they ever have a offer. Where you can, like, buy a specific pin. I would definitely consider buying a Crow Angry pin or something. But now it's just my 2 pin packs a season. And that brought up another point. Brawl Pass players who only buy pins from the Brawl Pass are never going to have all the pins. Just because of new brawlers. Every new brawler is pretty much guaranteed to have at least, 8 pins? So, if you have eight pins for a new brawler, average rate of one non-chromatic brawler, because you have to consider we're talking about Brawl Pass players here, and these players will typically get about 6 pins from pin packs, we're just excluding chromatic brawlers from this calculation whatsoever. They will get, 6 pins from pin packs, and Yeah, so that's not enough to keep up with the typical average brawler pens per season of, you know, roughly 8. Could be more. Could be less than 8. I don't know, but either way, my point stands. It's not going to be possible for a light spender to be able to unlock all the pins, sadly. So yeah, let's talk about the pins I got. I know we're already touched on them. But yeah, I mean, only bad part I don't like about pins is that a lot of them need some major reworks, especially early ones, like. And another thing, like, most of the pins show so much personality. But like, thumbs up and crying emoji pins, they tend to their animations tend to just be bad. I mean, there's no other way to put it. It's just their face going up and down. I mean, the animation quality is good. Just comparatively to, like, I don't know, like Barley's new animation, like animations like Bull, they're just not that good. And you would think thumbs up animations would be better than they are, in crying. That's why I was let's see. I mean, I guess I could say I was happy with this pin pack opening. I mean, I did get that Stew pin. I feel like Stew pins are going to be great whenever they get animated. So yeah, I'm thinking that some of these pins are going to need a upgrade. Like, I think I saw a meme the other day. Pins then, the face moves up and down. Pins now, I can display the entire brawler's personality in one short animatic. It's kind of crazy. Crazy how good these pins can get. So, yeah, I mean, I'm definitely excited to get some more pins and some more animated pins. So, yeah, can't wait. I wonder how long it took to make all the pins. So, yeah, I mean, I think the Stew one's going to look amazing. Like, I like the Stew one already. I guess the angry pins are kind of bad again. Another time where I got a, did not get an epic pin. I do not own a non-chromatic epic pin, which kind of annoys me because it's been 7 or 8 pin packs. I don't know. I just want like a heart pin or something. I like chromatic heart pins. I use them. And I just feel like it'd be a nice addition to my collection. Of course, a crow heart pin would be a crow heart pin, or even a crow sweat drop pin would be nice, but obviously, I'm not complaining. At this point, I'd take nearly any epic pen, non-chromatic, obviously. So yeah, other than that, I'm working on pushing Stew, just because obviously Bell's coming out soon. I still don't have my Stew at rank 20, and I wanted to push my Stew to rank 25, which I guess is not happening. So, yeah. I mean, unless Stu gets some, either one a buff, or at least doesn't get nerfed for a while, maybe Gastro Heal gets a buff or something. Okay, Gastro Heal definitely doesn't need a buff. But, I'm just throwing out scenarios where I could push him. So, yeah, I feel like, rank 25 Stu is definitely possible for me. I just don't have the time, number one. And even then, I focus on quests mostly nowadays. I miss the days where I could just play for tokens, you know? Didn't have to worry about all this quest nonsense. All I had to do was get my daily tokens out of the way and boom, progression. But now, it's like, you have to get all this done or you're not going to get any of this cool stuff. Don't get me wrong, Brawl Pass is great. I love quests, but man, they're so time-consuming. And yeah, I just think there are a few things that could be changed. And obviously, maybe if I could ever get some sort of sponsorship again or something, I could buy these sort of, you know, pins. But right now, at the moment, I can't. And that's where I have this episode. Discord and link in description, club and link in description, quest and I'll see you.